At Dawn We Slept, The Untold Story of Pearl Harbor by Gordon W. Prang with Donald M. Goldstein and Catherine V. Dillon. Read by Tony Roberts. Pearl Harbor was more than one of the most daring and brilliant naval operations of all time. It was one of the turning points in history. The event provides a milestone at which to pause and take historical inventory. But in so doing, one should not credit to the event an entire generation of the world's developments. The temptation to do this is very real, because those who lived through that period tend to divide their lives into two periods, before Pearl Harbor and after Pearl Harbor. It is also one of the greatest of all war stories. It combines so much, so suddenly, so unexpectedly, so spectacularly, in such brief and tragic compass. It embraced so much which in the perspective of the years still seems inexplicable and mysterious. But Pearl Harbor did not unfold with all the inevitability of a Greek tragedy. The operation was not an act of God. Admiral Isoroku Yamamoto, commander-in-chief of Japan's combined fleet and the initiator of the plan, might well have abandoned it if training in shallow water torpedo bombing had failed, if high-level bombing had proved unsuccessful, or if the United States had closed the Japanese consulate in Honolulu, thus cutting off his primary source of intelligence on the U.S. Pacific Fleet. Then, too, the Naval General Staff strongly opposed his dangerous enterprise and could have refused to...